The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL 1040 is your sports leader. Now, on WYSL 1040 and live on the web at WYSL1040.com, the longest-running soccer radio talk show in North America, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Andrew Battisti, former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsford, and brought to you by the following sponsors: Rochester Rhinos, JC Fibers of Rochester, The Soccer Shack, and Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. Now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, soccer fans. This is Andrew Battisti, your co-host for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight, we begin our record 16th season on the air with the latest news from the Rhinos, the USL, and we'll hear from one of the key members of our U.S. men's national team.
And I'm Joe Sirianni. Glad to be back on the air for my 16th year here on Soccer Kick in the Grass with lots more passion, Andrew. As we always do on our show, Andrew and I will tell just about the Rhinos. No, wait a minute, I'm getting confused right here.
You're getting confused already,
no,
Joe.
The thing is just the first show. But, Andrew, you and I are going to tell just the way it is. We're going to talk about the Rhinos, the naming rights, and many other things. And we want to welcome to our show their new sponsor, Bob Johnson Chevrolet and Enzo Scull Insurance Agency.
And, Joe, you thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, Joe, because thanks to your hard work, we have these two new sponsors. We're going to be getting some more new sponsors coming up. And last year, we mentioned over and over again about our website saying it was going to be updated. Well, guess what? It's updated. It's brand new, totally revamped. SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com. It's going to be so many new things on the site. The first new thing that's up is you have a news page where you can get, with a click of a button, news from the USL, Major League Soccer, from FIFA, from CONCACAF, and also blogs from SoccerAmerica.com featuring Paul Gardner, one of the longest-running soccer writers in the country and one of the most controversial. Joe, you remember him from the NASL days.
Definitely.
So we have that coming up. And also, for those of you tuning in, you're wondering why we're not on Mondays, we are going to be back on Mondays starting May 4th. So just for the month of April. Get those A's mixed up, you know.
Exactly.
The month of April, we'll be on Thursday nights this week, next week, and on April 30th, back on Mondays on May the 4th. And, of course, we're going to have Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, our international correspondent, live from Toronto tonight with all the latest news. Later in the show, we're going to speak to the new senior director of the USL First Division, very familiar name to Rhino fans, Chris Economides. And tonight, our very special guest is the captain of the 2008 MLS Cup champion Columbus Crew and a member of our U.S. national team, Frankie Hadick. He will be on the air at 7 o'clock tonight. But, Joe, right now, we want to talk about the big news locally. The press conference held today by the Rochester Rhinos announcing not just the naming rights, but also other things as well. A new radio team and one of the members, a very good friend of yours, Joe. We're going to hear about that in just a second. We want to bring right now on the air live to talk about all this and to set the record straight about the naming rights. For any of you who have questions or wondering what the heck's going on, the owner of the Rochester Rhinos, Rob Clark, is on the air with us right now, live on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. And Rob's appearance tonight is sponsored by, of course, the Rochester Rhinos. Rob, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys. How's it going?
Oh, it was a very interesting press conference and good cookies, though, I got to mention. Strathallan did a great job, the Rhinos' new hotel partner for 2009, one of the classiest places in town. And I'm sure you're very happy about that.
Yeah, no, that's a great spot. I thought everything went really well at the press conference. And, hey, who knows now? Maybe it'll be the Strathallan Stadium.
I think
so they'll be included in the competition.
Maybe the Joe Sirianni Stadium. You never know.
I'll tell you one thing. You know? I'm going to buy lots of tickets. This way I'm going to be able to put in all the entries there this week. I can name it Joe Sirianni, or Red Card Sirianni Stadium. How do you like that?
Great.
Okay, well, Rob, this is the story that the Rhinos had the big announcement today about the naming rights, and everybody that I've talked to, they're wondering what the heck's going on here. Why did the Rhinos do it? Why did the Rhinos do this? Why didn't we get a big name sponsor? What happened? So, Rob, you're the man. You have the floor. Tell us the story. What happened here?
Well, we had a lot of companies that we were negotiating with. It wasn't necessarily from lack of interest per se, but we had a lot of companies that tried to negotiate the price down, and we're not going to devalue our product, whether that be the team or the stadium. And we were having a brainstorming session at our offices a few weeks ago, and the idea of this concept was pitched. And, I think this is what happened at the press conference. I just kind of got taken back by it a little bit at first. And then when I thought about it, I'm like, you know what, this is a great idea. Let's open up to everyone. It's a win-win for everyone. We'll also build our season ticket base by doing this, as well as possibly make some new connections with sponsors. And, we felt really good about it, and I just I didn't feel like devaluing the naming rights. So we decided, we're going to do this promotion, and we're not going to devalue what we want for naming rights.
Can you explain the promotion so that our listeners know exactly what they need to do?
Sure. Basically, the promotion is, has been a little bit confusing, I think, to the public. Anyone that spends $1,000 with our organization, whether it be through season tickets or sponsorships, for every $1,000 that you spend, you're going to have an opportunity to win the naming rights. So every $1,000 gets you one chance. So if a company, like Coca-Cola, spends $10,000 on a sponsorship with us, they're going to get 10 chances. Anyone that buys season tickets that add up to $1,000, they're going to get a chance. So it's really open to everyone and anyone.
Okay, now, Rob, is this retroactive to the season ticket holders that have already purchased their tickets, or is this only going forward?
No, it is retroactive. We actually did some preemptive research. We found out who has spent that. We're also going to be calling season ticket holders that maybe they didn't quite get up to that level, but we'll call them up if they spent $750 or $800, say, for this extra few hundred, you can have your name included. So it will be retroactive for this year's season ticket money and sponsors as well.
And all of the information is going to be on rhinosoccer.com, including there's an official rules sheet that's 14 bullet points, which I'm not going to read on the air. I don't want to turn off all our listeners. But the important thing is that the entries have to be in by 5 p.m. on Friday, May 29th, and then the announcement is going to be made at the home opener on Saturday, May 30th, against the Montreal Impact.
Yeah, we're going to make it a big production at halftime, so it'll be a big halftime festival and lead-in, and then we'll do the announcement at halftime and see who ends up winning.
Well, Joe, bring out the mothballs out of that wallet of yours.
Yeah. I wish I had him, but anyway, Mr. Clark, let's just switch a little bit to the team. Give us your idea and your hopes and for this new season. The acquisitions that you made and where do we go from here?
Well, ultimately, it was nice because we had a whole off season. Darren had a whole off season to evaluate his squad, bring in the horses that he wants in to perform. And ultimately, we'd like to go deep into the Open Cup and, obviously win a title that has eluded this organization for, I believe, this would be 7 years now. So I don't think we've won since 2001. So, that's really our goal. And I know I'm getting itchy for one. I'd like to win my first championship. So that's that's the ultimate goal this year. And hopefully, the squad will come together nicely, and we'll make a run at it just like we did last year.
That's great. Now, another point of question. For all the naysayers, that think that soccer is not going to be good in Rochester, what do you got to say to them?
What were they saying last year at this time? I think people were just ecstatic to have a team on the field. I don't think anyone pictured us going all the way to lasting all the way up to a minute left in the overtime to make it to the finals last year. So, you know, we like riding under the radar screen. And, you know, if we're, I'm not sure if we're overachievers or underachievers, but, you know, we enjoy that position and proving people wrong.
Well, the other thing that there is, you know, the scuttlebutt, it's about the parking, about security over there. Can you just shed a little light to what your intentions are to provide a safe place over there for people to come, that they don't have to worry about, that they're going to find parking and all that kind of stuff? Can you just shed a little light on that?
Sure. I think parking is largely a misnomer. All of last year, we had up to 200 parking spaces still available on our own controlled lots. So we didn't even, you know, sell out our own lots. So we really don't see a parking problem. And even if there was one to occur, I think people have actually come to really enjoy the tram service that we utilize from the Frontier Field lots. As far as security goes, I mean, we had a severely beefed up security force last year. The local police really stepped up for us, and I don't think security was a problem last year, and I actually didn't get any complaints on the security.
Well, Rob, there was another big announcement today regarding radio, and obviously Joe and I are very interested in radio, and I know, Joe, you're very happy with the announcement of the new color man for the Rhinos. Man has been a friend of yours for over 30 years.
I'm happy with Joe, too, that I think the Pets is going to bring a lot of knowledge to, you know, to help Joe, and congratulations on both of them.
Well, let's get the announcement out that the new radio play-by-play voice of the Rhinos will be Joe Giuliano, who did color for many, many years with the Rhinos radio broadcast team. And the new color person is the former coach of the Rhinos, former Rochester Lancer, USL Hall of Famer, Pat Erkley. And Rob, I know that I'm sure you're very excited about this new broadcast team.
Yeah, we were very excited. You know, we think Joe has done a great job in the past, and we think he's going to do a great job in his new role. And we were really ecstatic to bring Pat in. We've tried hard since I've taken over ownership to get Pat re-engaged in the franchise, and you know, this is a great starting point. We're real lucky to have him and have his soccer knowledge on the broadcast.
You can watch them on Time Warner Cable Channel 26. All the home games, or I believe most of the home games, if not all, will be on television this year. And you can also listen to him on USL. Joe, listen to Joe on USLLive.com, where you can hear or see all of the away matches for the Rhinos, including this Saturday's, Joe, against the Carolina Railhawks at 7 o'clock.
Well, I'll tell you one day. I'm sure that the Rhinos this year is going to put in a good effort to win the championship, to go all the way. And I know that there is a lot of people over there waiting to come to the stadium. And for all those people, the naysayer, buy your season tickets right now. Support the Rhinos, because Rhinos are here to stay. And we owe a lot of thanks to Mr. Clark to have him come forward and save the franchise. So we owe him some loyalty, and we owe him some support. So all your fans that listen to the show, the only thing you can do, you can come to the stadium and buy tickets there, you know, singly, or you can buy a season pass and become part of the family. So I implore you to support soccer, because that's our game, and that's the passion that we all share.
And, Rob, you can tell Joe's very passionate about this.
Well, thanks, Joe. Those are kind words. Thank you.
Well, Rob, we want to thank you for being on the show tonight, and best of luck for the 2009 season. I'm sure we're going to have you on numerous times during this season. And best of luck on Saturday to you and to the team. They're down in Carolina right now getting ready for the Railhawks on Saturday. So best of luck, Rob, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah. Thanks. Rob Clark, the owner of the Rochester Rhinos, and you can be the naming sponsor of the Rhinos Stadium. Go to rhinosoccer.com for all of the details. When we come back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we will have Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, live from Toronto. Stay tuned to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com and WYSL1040.com.
I treat it like it wasn't there.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Northfieldcommon.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hi, this is Soccer Sam, and I know what Rochester wants. Hey, baby, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out Rochester wants the most for its money. Rochester wants Rhino season tickets. As little as $99 for 18 exciting home matches. The Rhinos are going to be great. The food is amazing and lots of parking. Coaches, you better get that pro pass today. Rhino Soccer, Rochester's team. The buzz is back. Call 454-KICK. Go to rhinosoccer.com. What a season this is going to be. Get your Rhino season tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And Dick Howard's segment is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Dick, welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Well, it's great. I'm glad I got the invite from the two of you. That's great.
Dick, welcome to our family over here.
Mille grazie, Joe.
You've always been... Hey, I like your Italian. You know, I wish one of these days we're going to do a show in Italian just to see how
what
it goes.
What am I going to do? I can't speak the language.
We'll teach you. But anyway,
all I can
Dick,
say is a destra e sinistra, calcio angolo.
See, you can see that he speaks broken.
The language of football. Of il calcio.
Yeah. Well, Dick, so glad that you're a part of our show, and I'm very proud and thankful. So.
Well, it's great, guys, because it just seemed like yesterday that we were signing off, and now we're looking forward to, you know, to an exciting summer. And obviously the Rhinos will be very much a part of that, so I'll enjoy doing my spot because I'm doing a fair bit of traveling this summer. So I'll be reporting to you from many varied locations around the world.
We're excited about that, Dick. And we're on the Caribbean and from England for the next couple of shows. First, speaking of England, though, I have to say, and I admit when I am wrong, okay? Dick and I spoke 2 days ago, and we talked about the second leg between Chelsea and Liverpool. And Dick had said, if Liverpool scored two goals in the first half, we would have quite a match. And I said that Liverpool would be lucky to get two shots at Stamford Bridge. Well, I was totally wrong. But
what a game.
What an incredible match that was. But Chelsea does go through on aggregate. But how many times do you see a 4-4 scoreline in it between two English teams? Very rare.
It was tremendous because it had everything, didn't it, with Liverpool going ahead 2-0 and then Chelsea getting three unanswered goals and then just changing goals. And the final one by Frank Lampard, you know, was just the end of an incredible... I don't think we'll see a game like that for a long, long time. Magnificent.
Well, Dick, because you're a goalkeeper, two goals were the goalie's fault, don't you think?
Yeah. The goalkeeping, uncharacteristically poor because both... Reiner and Cech are fine goalkeepers, but they certainly were found wanting on several of the goals. There were some cracking shots that resulted in goals, but also some some bad goalkeeping that contributed to it, and poor defending as well.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, Chelsea goes on, mm-hmm. Joe and Dick, to play Barcelona. Really not much surprise in that, in the second leg of that one. Bayern and Barcelona played to a one-all draw. Barcelona was way ahead in goal in aggregate goals on that one. But the other one, Dick, we talked about Manchester United and Porto's record against English teams at home. Wipe it out. Cristiano Ronaldo kills his home country's team and puts Man U into the semifinals. Unbelievable.
What a shot. Unbelievable shot.
It was a tremendous goal, wasn't it? You look at unstoppable shots, and that was an unstoppable shot. And certainly for Cristiano Ronaldo, obviously scoring that in Oporto in front of Portuguese fans that cheer him on when he's playing for the national team. But certainly it was the difference in an excellent result for Manchester United.
But you would think, even on their goal, you would think from 40 yards out that the goalkeeper, I think the goalkeeper was out of position.
He was a little bit deep, Joe, but when you still look at it, the way that ball was hit, it would have been a quite remarkable save if Helton had managed to get a piece of it. He was a little bit deep. For a shot from that range, you maybe a little bit yard or two further out, but it still would never have stopped it.
Great, great shot. Can't say other than that. But Chelsea and Barcelona, I think it's going to be a heck of a game because Barcelona is really a machine right now. I mean, their play, it's fantastic. They hold the ball, they pass the ball well. They really play great soccer.
It will be a great test for Chelsea, but what Jose Dink has done with Chelsea, of course, is he's brought that winning mentality, and it certainly will be an enthralling encounter, as will the All-England affair, the other semi-final.
Arsenal going through 3-0 over Villarreal, not much, again, competition there. You've got Man U and Arsenal in the semi-finals of the Champions League. Saturday, you've got Arsenal against Chelsea in the FA Cup semifinal at Wembley. They're expecting a sellout crowd for the London Derby. Arsenal's stadium is what? Just a couple of miles from Wembley, not very far away.
Yeah, in North London, that's right, yeah.
I went to the old stadium. I've seen the Emirates Stadium as well, but then you've got that. And Sunday, Man U against Everton in the second semifinal. England is on the top of the soccer world right now, I tell you.
Well, you've certainly got some tremendous matchups there, of course, with my team Everton trying to create an upset against the all-in-conquering Manchester United. But you never know, with a goalkeeper between the posts by the name of Howard, all things can happen. And certainly Tim Howard's had a fine season for Everton, who've overachieved. The unfortunate thing with Everton is that they've had a lot of injuries, especially the key players up front, and it will be quite the result if they can get the better of Man U in the semi-final.
And Dick, just one quick question. Because you do a lot of coaching classes and in your travel for FIFA, the mentality that a coach brings to a team, how has he changed superstars? How does he make them listen to his approach and stuff like that? You would think that it would be very difficult, and yet Hedjik did it.
Yeah, I think when you change coaches, there's some players that can play for certain coaches and some that can't. And the key thing, Joe, I think at the top levels of the game is you've got to have tremendous man management skills, because you're dealing with superstars, you're dealing with very wealthy men in many ways, egos very much to the forefront. But I think with Jose Dink coming into to the Chelsea situation, he had a tremendous reputation. He's an outstanding man manager, and he just set the bar a little bit higher. I think maybe Philippe Scolari was a little bit lax in some of the things that he did both on and off the field. But Hiddink came in and he set a dress code for players, going to games, how you conduct yourself on the field, no cell phones in the training facility. Little things that players in the end, they want to have that kind of discipline. He's provided that.
Well, Capello did the same.
Against a Barcelona team that, ironically, coached by a former player, Pep Guardiola, was an outstanding player for Barca, and now he's coaching them, a very young coach that's come through the ranks, but the Barcelona team are playing for him, and certainly he's done an outstanding job. And as you mentioned, Andrew, that performance, the first leg against Bayern, was estupendo, fantastic.
Dick, we would be remiss if we didn't talk quickly about MLS and the arrival of MLS in Vancouver in 2011, being a Canadian citizen. What's your thoughts about MLS's second team in Canada?
I think it was just a matter of time, really. Vancouver has always been a tremendously supportive of top-level soccer. They came into the NASL and did exceptionally well. And I won't be surprised if in the next few years we'll see Montreal joining the mix, because as we've seen over the years, Montreal has tremendous support, great passionate fans, and it would create a great triumvirate, really, of three Canadian teams playing in MLS. And I think the way things are looking with Montreal, they can't wait to get there. But take nothing away from the USL. I think it with the United Soccer Leagues and what Puerto Rico Islanders have done, and the fact of USL teams are now, you know, Seattle, Portland, Vancouver are graduating to MLS, says a lot for the quality and the organization of the United Soccer Leagues.
You can't forget Toronto either. I mean, the
well, TFC, yeah, they've really been quite the revelation because of their fans. On the field, it's been work in progress, and they're hopeful that this year will be the year when they make the playoffs. And they've got the potential to do it. They've had a little bit of a few hiccups in their home games, the last two home games, but they've got some quality players, and with Edwin Di Rosario, there's every chance that they will get to the playoffs this season. I'll be surprised if they don't.
Well, Dick, you know, I got one more question for you going ahead to 2010. The World Cup, you know, the teams to beat.
Well, I think you look at Spain, they're on this incredible unbeaten run at the moment, champions of Europe, and we've seen the quality of, you know, the nucleus of the Barcelona team, Spanish players, and really they, I think, will join the elite. You look at the usual culprits getting through to the final rounds, and then when you get there, it's going to be very competitive. Argentina, of course, that incredible result there in La Paz has shocked a lot of people. Brazil have been struggling a little bit in South American qualifying, but in Europe, it's almost business as usual, you know, with the countries that are doing well. And one of those, of course, England, have done exceptionally well, and maybe joined by the Republic of Ireland, the irony. Both managed by Italian managers.
Well, you know, the list that I saw, the list Spain, England, Holland, Germany, Italy, Czech Republic, France, Portugal, Greece, Russia, Croatia.
There's a lot of countries
Ireland,
there.
Turkey. You know, those are the 13 team that I think going to make the finals to be there.
Yeah, and let's not discount, you know, the great Pelé was saying, you know, about African teams getting to the final, and who knows that this might be the time when, and it's certainly with the first tournament in Africa, that an African country gets through to the final. And they certainly have the potential, and that would be tremendous for the game if that was to take place.
Well, Dick, I know that our next guest, Frankie Hadick, is certainly going to be pushing the United States into the World Cup, and hopefully the U.S. will have a great run in South Africa 2010 as well.
Well, there's no reason why not, and Frankie Hadick has been tremendous, you know, the Iron Man over the years, and he's proved time and time again that he can, when he plays on the big stage, he performs, and he's been a great representative and certainly part of a nucleus of a very strong team that Bob Bradley's put together.
Before we let you go, Chelsea-Barcelona, pick the winner.
I think that Barcelona could have the edge, you know, when you look at the teams. And in the other one, I think Manchester United just might have the edge over Arsenal. But I know I'm going to get into trouble with that because there's a lot of Arsenal fans I know in the Rochester area.
There's a lot of Chelsea fans in the Rochester area.
Exactly. Dick,
I'm paying for lunch tomorrow, Dick. Don't forget. I'm going to be wearing my Chelsea jersey. Well, Dick, thanks very much for being on the show. As always, we'll talk to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow, but we'll talk to you again on the air next week.
Okay, guys. Congratulations. Have a great season.
Thanks.
Dick Howard, live from Toronto, here on Soccer's Kicking the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Frankie Hadick from the Columbus Crew here on News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com and WYSL NewsPower 1040 Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
NorthfieldCommon.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming. Peace and love since 1992.
Andrew, guess what?
What?
Ann and I were in the market to buy a new car. So we went to Bob Johnson Chevrolet and we bought this beautiful Chevrolet Malibu. They helped us with financing. They helped us pick out the right car, and they were terrific. So if you're in the market for a new car, go and see Bob Johnson Chevrolet at 1271 Ridge Road West, and their phone is 663-4040. A proud sponsor of Saga Kick in the Grass.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Hi, this is Soccer Sam, and I know what Rochester wants. Hey, baby, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out Rochester wants the most for its money. Rochester wants Rhinos season tickets. As little as $99 for 18 exciting home matches, the Rhinos are going to be great, the food is amazing, and lots of parking. Coaches, you better get that pro pass today. Rhinos Soccer, Rochester's team, the buzz is back. Call 454-KICK. Go to rhinosoccer.com. What a season this is going to be. Get your Rhinos season tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Are you getting down with this beautiful reggae music, Joe?
Yes.
I know. I am a gigantic reggae fan, as you know, and so is our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Tony. Always has reggae music playing. And our next guest is also a big fan of the king of reggae, Bob Marley. He is the captain of the Columbus Crew, the MLS Cup champions, and one of the most important members of our U.S. national team. Very happy to have with us tonight, live from Columbus, Frankie Hadick. And his appearance tonight is sponsored by one of our new sponsors, Bob Johnson Chevrolet. Thank you very much for being with us, Frankie.
Nice. Like the intro. Cool.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. I guess I've been a Bob Marley fan for many, many years. I actually did a seven-hour special, DJ special on Bob Marley back in the day. So we'll talk about
sweet,
Bob.
Sweet.
We'll talk about Bob a little bit later, but we want to mention, first of all, congratulations to you for raising the MLS Cup, your first MLS trophy. It had to be a thrill for you last year to win that title for the Columbus Crew.
Oh man, yeah, it was unbelievable. It was really a dream season. I mean, ball bounced our way, everything went right. It was just one of those years that don't happen too often that everything just came together pretty much game in and game out. And you know, just the way we did it and coming back against Chicago and you know, many games during the year were ended in, you know, the last 10 minutes of us winning games and battling through games. And, you know, and then to go to L.A. where, you know, I was in front of all my family and friends and, you know, to score a goal in the final and to raise the cup for Columbus for the first time. I mean, it was, you know, it took me 9 years. So it was 9 years of hard work and all into 1 year. And it was just absolutely amazing. And to bring, you know, Columbus a cup and to bring this city a cup was you know, great in itself, because, you know, they were, you know, one of the first cities to really believe in soccer and build the first soccer specific stadium, and the Hunts have done you know, wonders with getting soccer in this city, and to be able to hoist that cup and to kiss it and to have a great day with friends and family out in the sun in LA was just, like I said, it was a dream come true.
This is Andrew Batista here, by the way, Frankie. And my partner is Joe Redcard Sirianni, the only trainer ever in NASL history to be red carded in a match. So, Joe, go ahead.
Frankie, this is Joe Sirianni here. And I have to tell you that you impress me. Your style of play reminds me of one of the great players that we had in the Rochester Lancer uniform. He played for Juventus, Adolfo Gordi. He played your position. You played just like him. I like the way you... You bring the ball forward and you fight, and you never cease. You run. Where the heck you get all that energy?
Well, you got to learn to adapt. You know, I was never one of those guys that was blessed with, you know, all the skill and able to, you know, take people on one-on-one and do some magical things with my feet. So I had to adapt to the game in other ways. And that was, you know, fighting and battling and being a competitor in every aspect of the word, in every game. And, you know, that's what I had to do. You know, I guess the Haydocks weren't blessed with the most skills in the world, but we were blessed with a set of lungs that could go up and down. And you know, I just try to bring that to my game and try to bring an attacking style of soccer to the game, which I think is, you know, is great for the game itself and it's good for the fans too. You know, being able to get up and down isn't always the easiest sometimes, but I'm still going and still trying to do my best and hang with these young pups.
Well, the way I would describe you is that you are a player that played with passion, you play with determination, you do what it takes to bring the ball forward. You're a fighter, and that's the way that's the kind of guys that I like on a soccer team, because at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, when you give 110%, you can't ask no one to do more than that, and that's the way I see you doing it. Now, switch a little bit to tell us about your dreams for the coming season and, of course, the World Cup.
This season is going to be a total different challenge for Columbus as we're used to. I mean, of course, when you have the title and have the cup, you know, you got a target on your back. And I think teams realize that, and they want to prove the last year's championship that it was a fluke. And so they're going to come out harder. They're going to come out having a little bit more to prove against us in every game, and that's every team. And so far this season, that's what we've seen. I mean, every team has come out much tougher than they normally do against us. And I think last year we surprised a lot of teams. You know, no one thought we were going to be as good as we were, and no one expected us to be that good. And it was actually a blessing, because teams didn't come in here and expect much out of it, and when they left, you know, they got their butts kicked. So you know, we've now left a little mark on some teams that they know now that they can't just come in here and you know, win an easy game or that we're just going to lie down. You know, now they're coming out and they're fighting harder against us, and they're playing, you know, trying to play against the champion. And so that's going to produce a great challenge for us, but you know, as professionals, that's what we live for. We want to always be at the highest competition and the highest level that we can, you know, game in, game out. And so I'm looking forward to the whole year, because I know it's teams are really, really going to come hard against us, and you know, that's what I like. Those are the games that I live for. So in regards to the national team and you know, trying to be on the World Cup team, you know, that just keeps me motivated. A couple years ago, you know, I had a bad knee injury, and I made it a goal for myself to keep me motivated and to keep me coming back, that, you know, I was going to try to make the 2010 World Cup team. And you know, at the time, it was just a high goal. You know, you have to set high goals for yourself always. And, you know, I knew it was a bit of a long shot then, but it was a goal that I wanted to try to reach to keep me into the game and to keep my head straight. And, you know, like I said, I know it was a bit of a long shot, but, you know, I kept working hard and I kept trying. And, you know, now, you know, here I am today, and I'm just trying to help the team out as much as I can. You know, I'm trying to bring that experience on the field and, you know, trying to bring that fight and passion that I've always had for the U.S. team for many years. You know, the U.S. team has been pretty much a huge part of my life. I've been on, I think my first cap was in 96, so it's been, I'm not a mathematician, but what, 12 years, 13 years almost of you know, battling with my heart day in and day out for that team. So I'm motivated as ever. You know, we're in the middle of qualifying right now. We're right where we want to be. We're on top of the group. As you know, it's not as easy as it used to be to qualify. We're sort of the same in the same boat as we are in Columbus you know, the U.S. team now, I think, has become the team to beat. You know, in years past, it was always Mexico, but now teams come out and play against us harder than they normally would. A perfect example is you know, when we went down to El Salvador. You know, the week before they played Trinidad, there was, you know, 10,000 people at the game. They play the U.S. A week later, and the stadium sold out with 35,000 El Salvadorians singing Si Se Puede, you know, so it's a whole different level now, and I think it's great for U.S. soccer because, like I said, we've become the team to beat in CONCACAF, and, you know, I think that says a lot for how far we've come.
Frankie, I'm looking right now at September 23rd, 1996 edition of Soccer America, graced on the cover by Frankie Haydock, and at the top it says, Open Cup Shocker, Rhinos Down Tampa Bay. Tell us about your experience playing here in Rochester for Tampa Bay in 96 and the match we tend to forget in 97 when the Mutiny came back and beat the Rhinos in the Open Cup.
You know what? I have problems remembering yesterday, so that long ago is going to be a tough one. But I do remember glimpses of it. I think it was on a baseball field in the outfield, right?
That's right.
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't really remember which game. If we came out the, I know actually I remember we came out the. We didn't win in that one, and it was a battle then. I mean, they came to play. I mean, they showed up for that game and battled, and I forget the score. Do you guys remember the score?
4-3 was the score in 96, and Chris Kennel, local Rochesterian, scored the winning goal in overtime after Tampa came back and scored twice in the last 10 minutes to tie it. So, and
yeah,
then the next year,
I don't remember us laying down to ease. I remember it being a tough battle because I remember being a little bit bummed out after the game just because, you know, we were fighting so hard and they played so well and we were a bit surprised. But, you know, I think, you know, it gave the fans a good game, that's for sure. You guys got what you wanted. I mean, obviously we didn't, but, yeah, like I said, I mean,
that was a memorable.
I have problems remembering yesterday.
that was a memorable moment for all Rhino fans. That's one of the key wins in that first year that really propelled the Rhinos to success at the box office and also success on the field. But because we remember, there were many people who had donned the big crazy wigs of Valderrama when you guys came in because everybody wanted to see Valderrama play.
Ah, yeah, what a great player, but. No, that's the great thing about the Open Cup too. I mean, it's those games, you know, those battles that, you know, you're game in and game out battling against a team who maybe wants it a little bit more than you, and can you step it up? Because when you're a team who's the underdog, you tend to play with a little bit more, you know, vigor and you have a little bit more passion. And if you're not ready as a team who's not the underdog, then you're going to be in for a game. And it just shows you how much heart and passion and fighting can really, really take over a game. And for me, you know, because that's the type of player I am, it has a heck of a lot to do with the game. You know, you can have the guys with all the skill in the world, but if you go and you're playing against three guys who are ready to bleed the colors on that specific day, it doesn't matter how great of players they are. If they're fighting and they're battling, they're gonna give you a heck of a game.
Well, Frank, we got to wrap it up here, but one last quick question. Tell us about your love for Bob Marley.
Oh, man, yeah, I mean, he's just been an influence on my life. I mean, I listened to him before all the games just to give me that kind of peace of mind, this mellowness before, because all those games are so, you know, it gets pretty intense. You need that little bit of calm before the storm, and, you know, I listened to him before the games. My son's actually named after him. My son Nesta's It's Robert Nesta Marley. If you didn't know, that's his middle name, and that's my son's name is Nesta. So that goes to show you how much I like him.
You look too young to have a kid.
Yeah, he's 11, so he's not young. He's out there battling and doing the same thing I am right now. He doesn't have the greatest touch, but he can run like the wind, and he can tackle hard. So well, hopefully he'll have a good future in the sport. He's got the soccer bug for sure. So hopefully we'll see another Haydock on the field.
That's great.
Well, thank you, Frankie, very much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you and to the Columbus crew. You guys are off this week, but next week I'm sure you'll be out there fighting, and then with the U.S. national team, we'll be watching that as well. So best of luck, and we'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Cool. Anytime, you guys. Thanks for having me. It was fun. Just feel free anytime.
Thanks, Frankie. Frankie Haydock, the captain of the Columbus crew and U.S. International. What a great guy. We'll be right back with Chris Economides here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Northfieldcommon.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Joe, congratulations again on your new car. What about the insurance? Where did you get that?
Well, Andrew, I tell you, after so many years, I found the agent that I really needed. I went to Andrew's Call Insurance Agency, and he gave me one of the best deals that you can imagine. So he handled those people that they got you in your hand, Allstate, and you can reach Andrew at 244-2130 or 381-3530. It's Call Agency. It's a proud sponsor of Soccer Kick in the Grass.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hi, this is Soccer Sam, and I know what Rochester wants. Hey, baby, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out Rochester wants the most for its money. Rochester wants Rhinos season tickets. As little as $99 for 18 exciting home matches. The Rhinos are going to be great. The food is amazing, and lots of parking. Coaches, you better get that pro pass today. Rhinos Soccer, Rochester's team, the buzz is back. Call 454-KICK. Go to rhinosoccer.com. What a season this is going to be. Get your Rhinos season tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
News Power 1040 WYSL and on soccerisakickinthegrass.com at WYSL1040.com. Andrew Battisti and Joe Sirianni looking to get Chris Economides on the show before we run out of time here. And still playing the Bob Marley music here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm going to get you into reggae, I tell you.
Well, no, I like it. I really like it. It makes you feel happy. I remember we just have players from Trinidad and Tobago, Winston Earl, and he used to play reggae all the time, and he was a great player, and it made me love their music because every time we were on the bus or going someplace or on the plane, he used to hum reggae, you know?
Right. So. Well, we have two other Trinidadians on the Rhinos team this year. We have, of course, Tiger Fitzpatrick back, and our new assistant coach is another World Cup player. The second one in the Rhinos, the first one was Onandi Lowe from Jamaica. We have Brent Sancho now on the Rhinos, and he's a monster, Joe. While I was standing next to him, this guy looks like he could knock out Mike Tyson.
Really? Well, let me tell you, I think that the Rhinos squad this year is much bigger than usually. And looking for great things, and I just hope that they're going to be able to click and come out from this trip that they embark on tomorrow They're already there in Carrier, North Carolina. So I hope that they're going to have a great game over there.
It's going to be a tough match. Carolina's already has a match under their belt. They defeated Minnesota 2-1 last Saturday down at Wake Med Soccer Park. Rhinos open with 8 on the road. After this one, they will go down for a pair of matches. On Friday, they'll play in Puerto Rico, the place where the Rhinos were knocked out of the USL playoffs last year. And, of course, the Islanders went all the way to the CONCACAF Champions League semifinals, losing in penalties to Cruz Azul, a team the Lancers played in the 1972 CONCACAF Champions Cup tournament.
I can tell you that about Cruz Azul, that we played them in the CONCACAF, just like you said, in Guatemala, actually. And we got to be very good friends because we stayed in the same complex, and the team at that time, Peter Short, that now is deceased, and Adolfo Gori, all these people that were Lancers at that time, we used to cook, and we used to eat together, and we got very friendly until we got in the field. Once we got in the field, there was no more friendship. And, you know, they beat us at that time.
It was a tie. We tied Cruz Azul, exactly. And that was a big deal. People were stunned, literally all over CONCACAF and Mexico. They couldn't believe that this team from the NASL, from America, tied mighty Cruz Azul, who had won the tournament. They were the defending champions.
I know. Those memories are so great. And they had these big Mexican players. That there were Sanchez. They had Sanchez, which he was the goal. He was the national team player, and they were great. But above all, they were a great individual. They were great people, and I can't say very much about how their character, how we intermingle. So that was an experience that I will never forget.
They have more about the Lancer days on our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Coming very soon, we'll be uploading the archives from our old website, so you can hear my conversations with Charlie Schiano from the history of soccer in Rochester. We talk a whole segment about the Champions Cup in 1972, where the Lancers came that close to making the final of the tournament. So, and that's the only NASL team to play in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, which is what it was known as back then. But Joe, I was mentioning, speaking of memories, the third match the Rhinos are playing on the road trip is against Miami, and it's going to be at Lockhart Stadium, the home of the Fort Lauderdale Strikers and the Playpen Cup. That's some great memories there.
That's great memories there, too. Just Lockhart Stadium, it's a beautiful stadium. I don't know if you've been there or not.
No, I've never seen it.
But no, it's a beautiful stadium, much like Aquinas Stadium used to be. And, it's the field is beautiful, grass, and, the stands are close by that you can see the play very good. So I've been there several times, because in my trip to Florida, I usually go and see games that are played over there. So it's brings back a lot of memory. You're right.
So Miami FC is going to be playing matches, actually some difference here. They're going to be playing at FIU Stadium, Florida International University, their college stadium, but playing at Lockhart. Again, for those of you who don't remember the Playpen Cup, who were a little too young for that, Art Stock owned two nightclubs. There was the Playpen North, which is on Scottsville Road. I don't know if it's still a nightclub, but it changed owners many times. And then there was also the Playpen South in Fort Lauderdale. So every year, the Lancers and the Fort Lauderdale Strikers would play two matches, both in Rochester and in Fort Lauderdale, and the winner would take home the Playpen Cup. And I remember in 1980, the last year of the Lancers, where the Lancers beat Fort Lauderdale at Hollander Stadium 5-2, and Pat Erkley, I believe, had a hat trick in that match.
Exactly. Well, while we wait for Chris, if we can get Chris, we'd like to shout our congratulations to Sacre Sam Fantuso for being nominated to be Sports Hall of Fame
Frontier Field Walk of Fame.
Yeah. So our congratulations to Sam. I hope that he gets nominated. He's one of the candidates right now. He deserves it because he's done a lot of things for soccer. And we just hope that everything's going to be great for him, that he gets elected.
I think Joe's getting a phone call. Joe is always in demand. Everybody's always calling Joe, whether for many of the things that he does around the city. And Joe, I want to thank you for letting me be part of the show again this year. I really appreciate
Andrew,
it.
Andrew, without you, I'd be lost.
Well, we drive back here and from WYSL.
Course, and of course, we have to give our thanks to Charlie Shano, because without him, the show probably would not exist.
And we want to also give our condolences to Charlie. For those you may know, Charlie lost his mother recently. So we want to say our condolences to Charlie and all of his family. And I guess we're going to try to get, we'll get Chris Economides on next week's show, because we're obviously having some technical problems with that. But we'll have Chris on next week. And we're going to be on Thursdays here on WYSL and also at soccerisakickinthegrass.com for the month of April. The 16th tonight, the 23rd and the 30th, and we return to Mondays on May the 4th. So mark your calendars down. There's also a lot of things going to be happening on our website, soccerisakickinthegrass.com. I'll throw one tease out, Joe. There's a lot of people out there who think they know how to write, you know, and they always shoot down the professional writers, the guys who cover soccer in Rochester and around the country. And so what we're going to do on soccerisakickinthegrass.com, we're going to give the fans a chance to write their own blogs, soccer blogs, on our website. That's going to be coming very soon. So if you're a writer, you think you can do it better than the pros, here's your chance. You could. So, Joe, I want you to write a blog, too. Write in Italian.
Yeah, well, that's great. But I also want to say before we close is that, you know, for soccer to exist in Rochester, the need is there for people to support soccer, regardless of what. There is a lot of people that the things that or wish that the Rhinos fail. If the Rhino fails, what are we going to have? We're not going to have nothing. So you need to be positive. You need to be constructive. Give the people a chance to bring this franchise to the point that it used to be. So don't kill soccer. Just be passionate. Be supportive and buy some tickets and come see the games.
And the first game is May 30th at Rhino Stadium until May 30th, when it is renamed to who knows what, but we'll know on May 30th. The Rhinos start the season, though, Joe, on Saturday, 7 o'clock against Carolina. You can watch the game live on USLLive.com. It won't cost you a penny.
And we'd like to thank our new sponsor, Bob Johnson Chevrolet. If you need a car, be sure you go to there. And we also, Enzo Scollo, agency, insurance agency, he handles all Slate. And Enzo, and thank you very much. And we are proud that you support Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Thanks for being on a part of our family, Bob Johnson Chevrolet and Enzo Scollo. We also want to thank Rob Clark. Also, Frankie Haydick and Jason Smith from the Columbus crew helped set up that interview. Thank you very much, Jason. This has been Andrew Battisti with our executive producer, Joe Sirianni, at the WYSL Studios, Bob D'Angelo at the controls. Be with us next Thursday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com and WYSL1040.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: Rochester Rhinos, JC Fibers of Rochester, Soccer Shack, and Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.